So before we listen to the sermon, read Romans chapter 10.
رومیان فصل 10 میگه دعا کنین قبل از بخونین قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش.
So for 5 weeks we have been listening to fairly heavy Bible prophecy sermons.
خیلی موعظه های سخت و در مورد نبوت کتاب مقدس و مکاشفه داشتیم توی این 5 هفته گذشته.
Today we're going to talk about something that is more easy.
خیلی راحت تر در موردش صحبت کنیم.
But not less important.
اما کم نیست مهم بودنش.
We're going to talk about the most important thing that we
should be about, and
that all of us should be involved in one way or another, and that is in preaching the gospel, winning souls to Christ. And I usually preach one sermon every year on this topic, because it's essential to our faith. Yeah, not only it is important because the lost are hearing the good news.
نه تنها مهمه که گم شدگان پیام خوش انجیل
رو می‌شنون،
پیامی که میتونه اونها رو نجات بده.
But it's also essentially for your walk with God.
برای بزرگ شدن
and your growth as a Christian.
به عنوان رشد ایمان تک تکتون.
And being a doer of the word.
انجام دهندگان کلام خداوند.
Yeah, and if you've been out there, you know that you learn, you grow when you preach the gospel.
وقتی انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه می‌کنید.
Yeah, things that you learn,
they
are getting solidified in you. Now you have to answer questions.
حالا وقتی جواب سوال مردم رو باید بدی، اعتقاد خودت محکم‌تر میشه چون جوابو بلدی.
Coming to Sunday and listening to the sermons.
فقط یک شنبه ها اومدن و موعظه گوش کردن.
It's not how you end up with a head full of knowledge.
در موردش این نیست که فکرمون و مغزمون پر از اطلاعات
زیاد. And then for the rest of the life you can just warm up seats. And then die and go to heaven. That's not the purpose of Sunday service.
No,
you are being prepared for doing the work of the ministry. Ephesians 4, verses 11 and 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
و او بخشید بعضی رسولان و بعضی انبیا و بعضی مبشرین و بعضی شبانان و معلمان را برای تکمیل مقدسین، برای کار خدمت، برای بنای بدن مسیح.
Now, does this sound like the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher is doing all the work?
همه کارا رو داره انجام میده.
No, it actually sounds like the saints, in general, the Christians, they are to do the work. And the evangelist, the pastor, the teachers, yeah, they teach the congregation to do the work.
Yeah,
they set the example for the rest to follow to do the work of the ministry together. Young, old, male, female, we're all are to be involved in the work of the ministry. Specifically, the most important work of the ministry. Yeah, getting the good news to the lost. Go to Proverbs 11:30. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise.
باد است میراث آن که خانواده ثمره پارسایان درخت حیات است که حکیم است جانها را سید میکند.
He that winneth souls is wise.
اونی که باعث نجات دیگران میشه حکمت داره.
Now, are you a person
آیا شما کسی
that
هستی که
has the wisdom to be involved in reaching the lost
که شما بتونین تو گمشدگان رو به حضور عیسی مسیح yeah. دعوت کنید.
Today
آیا امروز
no, not last year
نه پارسال
not last month
نه ماه پیش.
No, are you today a person
آیا امروز کسی هستی
that the Bible would consider wise
کتاب مقدس به تو کلمه حکیم بزنه
because you're winning souls
که باعث نجات بشه.
Are you a person that cares for the souls of men? Or are you this person that is great in bringing all kinds of reasons
that
should justify why you're not part of this?
The
expert of excuses. I'm too tired. I'm too shy.
خجالت میکشم.
Can walk so far.
زیاد نمیتونم راه.
I've never done it. Don't know how.
زیاد نمیتونم راه برم. بلد نیستم راه برم این کارو بکنم.
I'm not such a good talker.
خیلی خوب حرف نمیزنم.
I don't have time.
وقت ندارم.
Too busy. Yeah, I don't know people to share with.
کسی رو ندارم که بشارت بدم.
Oh, it's a job of the evangelist.
کار مبشر کار.
They're much better at it.
اونا بهتر میتونن این کارو بکنن. اونا بشارت بدن.
Somebody else will reach them.
یکی دیگه این کارو بکنه. یکی دیگه این قدم رو برداره.
This is translated as.
این به عنوان مترجم
که. I do not care for the souls of men.
من اهمیت نمیدم برای نجات دیگران.
That is translated as.
به این معنیه که.
I do not care what God has told me personally to do.
برای من مهم نیست که خداوند از من شخصی چی خواسته انجام بدم.
Yeah, any of these arguments are not valid arguments.
همه این بحثا بحثای درستی نیست.
Yeah, because the souls of men are at stake.
چون نجات دیگران در خطره.
Yeah, and if you have excuses like that,
اگه بهونه‌ای دارید،
you are sacrificing the souls of men to your convenience.
در حقیقت به خاطر راحتی خودتون جون دیگران رو داریم به خطر میندازید.
Yeah, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
خداوند میگه همه گناه کردند و همه از جلال خداوند دورند.
The wages of sin is death.
و مجازات گناه مرگه.
Everybody was on their destination to hell.
همه به مقصد جهنم میرفتن.
Some of you,
بعضی از شما,
now hopefully all of us here,
امیدوارم هممون اینجا,
are not on their way to hell anymore.
دیگه تو راه جهنم نیستید.
If you are saved today, you have the light of the gospel.
انجیل روح القدس, انجیل نور انجیل رو در دستاتون دارید.
Yeah, that can also change the path of those who are lost.
که میتونه این نور مسیر زندگی دیگران که گم شدن رو هم عوض کنه.
Who are now facing eternal punishment in hell.
که الان مجازات ابدی رو تو جهنم به دست
میارن. And you have the light, you have the knowledge.
شما اطلاعات رو دارید.
To change that for them.
شما قادرین که مسیر زندگیشون رو
Because you can enlighten them, so they have a choice.
شما نور رو بدرخشونید تو جاده زندگیشون.
They can go to heaven.
که بتونن مسیر بهشت رو انتخاب
کنن. Now, here's the problem.
اما میدونی مشکل چیه؟
Go to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. دوم
قرنتیان فصل 4 آیه 3.
And keep your finger there, because we're going to go back there. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
اما اگر بشارت ما مخفی است بر هلاک شوندگان مخفی است. فصل 4 آیه 3.
Yeah, if our gospel, yeah, the good news that we know that saved us.
اگر ما بشارت ما مخفی کنیمش.
If we just hide it for ourselves.
فقط قایمش کنیم به کسی نگیم.
If we're just in the world doing our own thing, never sharing that gospel, living for ourselves, that gospel is hidden to them that are lost.
اون بشارت قایم شده برای گم شدگان نه برای ما.
Are you hiding the gospel?
آیا امروز شما قایم کنندگان بشارت انجیل هستین؟
One of these persons that come to church every week. That might even read the Bible every day.
شاید هم هر روز کلاممون رو بخونیم.
But then you're keeping all that truth for yourself.
اما حقیقتو مخفی برای خودمون نگه داریم. هیچکی نمیدونه.
You need to realize that if we do not preach the gospel,
باید اینو دقت کنیم.
As Christians, as God's people,
بشارت ندیم.
As His peculiar people,
به عنوان قوم مخصوص خودش با دیگران در مورد بشارت انجیل صحبت نکنیم.
Who do you think will preach the gospel?
کی قراره پس موعظه کنه؟
And the answer is nobody. Nobody will do that. Oh, but they can pick up a Bible and read it by themselves, and that's how people get saved. Okay, now let's listen to what the Ethiopian had to say in Acts chapter 8. The Ethiopian eunuch. In chapter 8 in the book of Acts, when he was reading the word of God, Acts 8:30-31, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Acts 8:30-31.
فیلیپوس پیش دویده شنید که اشعیا نبی را مطالعه میکند. گفت آیا میفهمی آنچه را میخوانی؟ گفت چگونه میتوانم مگر آنکه کسی مرا هدایت کند. و از فیلیپوس خواهش نمود که سوار شده با او بنشیند.
We know how the story ends.
میدونیم که آخر داستان او خواجه سر چی میشه.
Philip preaches Jesus to him. He gets saved and then afterwards he gets baptized.
و همونجا در کنار آب
What does he say? How can I How can I understand except some man should guide me? Yeah, when we share the gospel, that is what we're doing. We're guiding people towards Jesus Christ. Yeah, we need to realize that the Bible is a spiritual book. And that the lost are not spiritual people. Because the lost don't have the Spirit of God living in them.
هنوز روح خدا رو درونشون ندارن. یادتون میاد انسان قدیم انسان جدید.
Natural, the flesh,
طبیعتمون جسممون روح خودمون رو داره و روح انسانیمون که خدا
رو خدا بهمون داده.
اونایی که گم شدن فقط روح جسمانی رو دارن نه روح روحانی رو.
Read 1 Corinthians 2.
اول قرنتیان فصل 2 آیه 14 رو بخون.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
اما انسان نفسانی امور روح خدا را نمیپذیرد، زیرا که نزد او جهالتش به آنها را نمیتواند فهمید، زیرا قضاوت آنها روحانی میباشد.
Yeah, people who do not have the Spirit of God are blinded for the truth. I have this guy who's this news podcast. And my heart goes out to him. I like him. He's a very, very nice person.
You're
very, very friendly neighbor kind of person. Very smart guy. Yeah. He thinks he's a Christian. But it's clear he is not. Because he believes in a works-based religion. Now he says he's reading the Bible. But then he makes these comments about things in the Bible that are incredibly stupid and wrong. Why is that? Yeah, he's clearly a man who can reason, who's sharp. That's because he cannot discern spiritual things. There's only the natural man there, only the flesh.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the Spirit of God, he's blinded.
Yeah.
Go back to 2 Corinthians 4 and read verses 3 and 4 now. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
اما اگر بشارت ما مخفی است، بر هلاک شوندگان مخفی است، که در ایشان خدای این جهان ذهن‌های بی ایمانشان را کور گردانیده است، که مبادا نور بشارت جلال مسیح که صورت خداست ایشان را روشن سازد.
Now, why is there a need for us as Christians to preach the gospel? Why is it important?
Yeah,
there's only the natural man. But next to that, the people of this world, yeah, the lost in this world, are blinded by the God of this world. Now, who's the God of this world? Yeah, of course, the first is Satan. And Satan has done a pretty good job in blinding people with his lies. Yeah, in the schools, the public schools,
school books,
yeah, brainwashing the children. Oh, you're nothing more than an animal. Yeah, God doesn't exist.
خدایی وجود نداره.
Or then the other lies through religions.
یا دروغ‌های دیگه از طریق مذهب‌هایی که تو هر کشوری باشه.
Yeah, like the false religion of Islam.
مثل اسلام،
Buddhism, etc.
Yeah,
these religions are of Satan. They're not neutral. They're of Satan.
از طرف شیطانه و شیطان
is behind these things.
در حقیقت درگیر خودشون.
This is what Satan uses to blind people.
مردم رو و کور نگهشون داشته.
False Christianity.
حتی مسیحیت دروغین هم وسیله شیطانه.
Yeah, the Orthodox Church.
کلیسای ارتدوکس.
Catholic Church.
کلیسای کاتولیک.
Yeah, believing in a false gospel.
ایمان داشتن به انجیل اشتباه.
And gospel of works, which is not the gospel at all.
انجیلی که با اعمال خود.
Many other denominations.
و خیلی موزه‌های دیگه‌ای که داریم.
Yeah, that are led by Satan.
که همه‌شون به وسیله شیطان رهبری شده.
To deceive people, to blind people for the actual truth.
مردم رو گم کرده و از حقیقت دور کرده.
Cults.
در حقیقت.
They're of Satan.
در حقیقت چیزهای اعتقادات عقیدتی. کف گفتن ها همشون از طرف شیطان
the Mormons
ها
they said the Church of Latter Day Saints
کلیساهای اعلام شیطانی
Witnesses
یا شاهدان دروغین یهوه
But these are things of Satan. Satan uses those things to blind the people. The media, the movies, it's all geared to blind people from the truth.
Yeah.
Satan has gone and is going to great lengths to hide the truth from the people in this world. Yeah, so that the light of the gospel does not shine on the people so they could get saved. Now, how do we help people to overcome these lies? What can we do for these people that are blinded? We need to preach the truth. We need to preach the gospel to them. That is how we can help people to overcome the wicked one.
Yeah,
to help them see through the lies that Satan has put up. Read the next verse in 2 Corinthians 4, verse
5.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
زیرا به خیشتن موعظه نمی‌کنیم بلکه به مسیح عیسی خداوند اما به خیشتن که غلامان شما هستیم به خاطر عیسی.
Now we preach the gospel to the people who are blinded in this world. And the Bible says, if we do this, it's like Jesus Christ personally speaks to these people
the truth. Yeah.
Because God has given us a message to put forth to the lost in his name. It's not our message, it's God's message. And when I send one of my daughters, and I tell her, hey, go tell your sister to go to bed. Yeah, and then she goes up and tells the sisters, hey, Dad says you need to go to bed.
Now,
whose message was that?
پیام کی بوده؟
That was my message.
پیام من بوده.
And they won't think anything else of it.
هیچ وقت هم فکر نمی‌کنه که خواهرشون گفته، بلکه میگن بابا گفته.
Now is the message sent directly?
No. پیامو من با صدای خودم گفتم.
It's used to somebody in between, but it is my message.
یه کسی رو استفاده کردم.
When we share the gospel.
ولی پیام منه.
We put forth the message that Jesus given us to share.
و ما هم امروز وظیفمون همونه که پیامی رو که عیسی بهمون داده رو بدیم.
He uses us.
از ما استفاده می‌کنه.
As the medium to bring the glory His gospel,
by which
all the people can get saved.
Yeah,
how does that work? Read the next verse. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
زیرا خدایی که فرمان داد تا نور از تاریکی بدرخشد همان است که در دلهای ما درخشید تا نور شناخت جلال خدا در چهره عیسی مسیح بدرخشد.
Yeah. So first God has shown the light in our hearts.
خداوند اول نورش درخشیده در قلب‌های ما.
Again, this was shown through somebody who helped us to see that light.
Yeah.
So now we have the light. And then we are to give that light freely to others. Yeah, we transfer that knowledge of God to others. Now, what if my daughter who had instruction to tell the other sisters to go to bed.
اگه اون دختر من که بهش گفته بودم بره به اون یکی خواهرش بگه بره بخوابه.
Or she's like, I don't want to do it.
حالش ندارم. یادم بره. نمیخوام. وقت نکردم بگم.
Will her sisters ever know that I told them to go to bed?
آیا خواهرش میفهمن که من بهشون گفته بودم باید برن بخوابن؟
And the answer is no. They won't receive that message. It's the same with the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح هم همونه.
What if we do not share the gospel? What if we don't shine that light that we have received? Yeah, then our gospel is hid to them that are lost. It is hid to them that are blinded by the God of this world. You see how important it is that we listen to what God has to say in regards to sharing the gospel with every creature?
چیزهایی که در این زمین زندن باید موزه کنیم.
But I know this person that
من میدونم فلانی رو.
Only had a Bible.
And
he got saved without anybody helping him.
انجیل نجات پیدا کرد. هیچ کسی نگفت.
I don't believe that for a second.
حتی یک لحظه اعتقاد ندارم که فقط با داشتن کلام یه نفر نجات پیدا
He came across a true Christian.
یه جایی تو زندگی.
Who gave him at least some light.
ایمانداری که یه ذره نور و درخشش
زندگی. Who sowed some seed in his heart. Of the truth of the word of God.
حالا هر چقدرم کوچک بوده.
And eventually ended up of this person getting saved.
و اون دانه باعث شد تا آخر سر.
We sow seeds.
ما دانه میکاریم.
Yeah, when we go out preaching the gospel.
وقتی میریم بشارت میدیم.
Go to Romans 10.
رومیان فصل 10.
Romans 10 verses 14 and 15.
آیه 14 و 15.
Romans 10, 14 and 15.
10, 14 و 15.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
پس چگونه بخوانند کسی را که به او ایمان نیاوردند و چگونه ایمان آورند به کسی که خبر او را نشنیدند و چگونه بشنوند بدون واعظ و چگونه موعظه کنند جز اینکه فرستاده شوند چنانکه مکتوب است که چه زیباست پاهای آنانی که مژده صلح را اعلام میکنند و به چیزهای نیکو بشارت میآورند.
Yeah, these rhetorical questions are being asked here.
این سوال خنده‌دارای
سوال زیادی پرسیده شده. Here's the process.
مشکلی شکلیه.
If you want to app at some end up at somebody who's calling upon the Lord.
اگر می‌خوام یه نفر رو بفهمیم که به خداوند نام خداوند رو بخونه.
That person first needs to believe.
اون یه نفر اول باید ایمان بیاره.
But how will they believe?
چجوری ایمان بیاره؟
If they have not heard.
اگر نشنیده.
Yeah. And how do they hear without a preacher?
بدون واعظ.
Yeah, you need the preacher
to
put forth the message, the light that can be believed on. Now, notice for a moment that it talks about calling on him, calling upon the Lord.
And
I want to show you an interesting story from the Bible.
Yeah,
and you probably already know calling on the Lord, upon the Lord is like getting saved, asking God to save you. Yeah, first go to Acts 2. Acts 2 and read verses 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah, again this term, calling upon the Lord. Meaning, you're asking Jesus to save you. Yeah, we can point people to Christ. We can explain to them. They can believe it. Yeah, now they need to call out to God. Yeah, we have this prayer that we help people to pray. And it doesn't matter exactly how that prayer is. Yeah, we say, if you believe the things that we explain to you in regards to the gospel, yeah, you need to ask God to save you. And it can be as simple, and it can be as simple as saying, God save me. Yeah, we say a little more things to confirm what they already have said they believe, but it basically is, God, please save me. But that's Acts 2:21, eh? Yeah. Okay, so you have again have this term calling upon the Lord.
Yeah,
meaning that you ask Jesus to save you. Now, there's an interesting story in the Bible where we see somebody calling upon the Lord.
And
that is actually Paul. Before you go there, go to Romans 10. Romans 10, 13. Read this verse as well. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10,
13.
Yeah, this is not an anomaly. Yeah, you have to throughout the Bible, you will see this term
being used.